It's so good to see all of you here today. We're celebrating our 73rd anniversary of the church today, and up behind me on the screen is a picture of the first church out in Pace. It was a converted barn, and you can still see some of the piles of dirt out here where they cleaned up inside the barn area, put in some windows. It was called the Free Methodist Tabernacle at that time. Dr. Hobbs had just come out of the Methodist Church and founded that church. He was not married at the time. He was a student at Bob Jones University, about to start his second year, a sophomore year at Bob Jones, and felt led of the Lord to begin a church and never intended to stay with it. He even planned to go into evangelism. And in the picture here before us, you see a young Gator Farrington standing over here on the side. He was not married yet either. And he would leave soon after this to head over to Korea, where he was doing his second tour. And so he was involved in the early days of the church and several different individuals. There was a young girl there in the picture that you have on your church bulletin who's with us today. That's Fran Elkins. She's pictured there as a child. And there are a lot of names that are associated with the early days of the church. Roy Adams, who was one of the founding members there, who helped build some of the pews. That was there. Of course, Earl Farrington, who was involved from the very beginning. Out in the foyer there, we have several artifacts that are from the early days, a lot of pictures and things of that nature. I hope you'll take a few moments to kind of look through those and get a kind of an understanding of what God raised up here. This is God's place. This is God's church. And you make up His body. It's not the buildings. We've been in several buildings through the years. From this church, they went to a small building on Highway 90, eventually ended up at the old Oddfellers Hall in Baghdad, which is no longer there, and then up here. We have pictures of all the transition and so forth out in the foyer there. But God raised up this place, and this is God's church. It doesn't belong to any man. And that's the important thing to understand about a local church. It's people. It's people. It's not pews. We could meet outside. We wouldn't recommend that in the heat, but we could meet outside. There are a lot of churches that met today already, that met out in the woods, that met in a grove or a hollow or in a cave or some location like that because they don't have a place to go. There are saints in areas where they're restricted access that not allowed to worship, and so they have to do it secretly. And so we're thankful that we have a building. I'm thankful we have air conditioning today. But that's not the church. Do I hear an amen? That's not the church. You and I that know Jesus Christ, we are a part of His body. And so what we celebrate today is not a building, but a people that God has used throughout the year. That God is always changing, new people coming in. Folks passing on, people moving. That's the way the nature of the church has always been. An in and out. I was telling our brother about the military men that we said goodbye to that have been our church for a year and been faithfully coming on Sunday mornings, and now they're in San Diego in their next further. That's just the way the local church is. But if we know Christ, we're part of His body. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we celebrate that today. The verse that I chose today that's up on the screen is Psalm 145 and verse 9. And it says this, "The Lord is good," would you say the next two words? "To all. And His tender mercies are over all His works." I would like to think that we are a part of His work. I would like to think that any time a local church is formed of believers, that's part of His work. And we celebrate His goodness and His grace and His wonderful mercies to us today. And so we give Him praise and glory for what He's done in hearts and lives and what He will continue to do. We pray that we'll be found faithful, that we'll serve Him, that we'll be a witness and testimony in this community until He calls us home or the rapture takes place. We want to be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.